Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
You heard Pebbles reveal what she found in her purse. Basically, you know, like when you go somewhere, usually happens to like at a sub shop.
Coffee place.
Yeah, like coffee place. You go and they're like, oh, would you like our frequent customer card? And they give it to you. And it's like every time you go in, they punch a little hole in the card. And when you get a free sandwich after 10 or something like that.
Loyalty rewards program.
Yeah, so Pebbles had not one, but two of those for a sex store, basically. One of them punched all the way through, and the other one punched pretty much all the way. It was like 14 out of 15 times the second one. So, Pebbles, we called the store yesterday after after the show. And can I tell you, I mean, I've been like in sex shops maybe like twice or something like that. But the customer service at this place, the places I've been haven't been very, very professional. It looks like a guy who like... may or may not be hiding out from the police, you know, working there. But this place...
Where are you going?
Well, not to this place, because you went to the most professional...
Dang. Like,
this dude knows his stuff. That's all I got to say. Listen to this little back and forth that we had yesterday.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Hi, I just have a question. So I have two of your punch cards, and they're completely full. And I want to surprise my girlfriend with something nice, so I was just wondering what I can get with those. You know, something in the realm of a, you know, I don't know the proper terminology.
Oh, wow. That's $75 worth of purchases. You know, I don't know what her needs are. Does she need, like, a huge, or just a normal size human being size dildo? Is she really into the big appendages?
Okay, so, well, we're very adventurous, so I mean, the bigger the better, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I mean, we have them the size of an eggplant. These are not for amateurs.
Right. Right, I appreciate that. Now, do you have anything any anal toys? Because she's into that, too.
We have, hang on one second, let me just look up on the computer. I've got this look, it has L2 Super. That replaced the L2, but, you know, people got a little bored with that one. But this is the two-ended if you will, that's gives pleasure to both the man and the woman. Now, it takes a little use to, for some men, they don't like an alien object in their ass, if you know what I mean. Women seem to be more adventurous in that area, but you can inflate one end, not the other. That's the beauty of this.
Okay. Now, I want you to give me the most adventurous thing possible.
Well, we have a device that is so powerful that it doesn't even run on batteries. If this is 220 volts, you plug it right into the wall, which we've nicknamed the Twist and Shout. And once you try this, you will not have to guess why we named it that.
Listen, are you going to, here's my question, are you going to be there at about 1:30?
Yes.
You will. Okay, so my friend, her name is Pebbles, and she'll be stopping by to get one of those.
All right. Just tell her to say hi to Bob.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Steny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332.